Today, we go down to the stadium at Palakkale, tour to Ahmedabad, then across to the West Indies, and end our day in Thailand. Hello there, and welcome to our special podcast. This is Brian Thomas, your host, presenting our morning news on www.goforgold.lk. Sri Lanka and India will be disappointed. The two host nations were comprehensively thumped by their opponents in the first of the Super 8 games, which was concluded yesterday. Minus run rate for both India and Sri Lanka is pressure time. Let me run through the scorecard. Sri Lanka first, winning the toss, electing to bat first. They did a sterling job by restricting the mighty English batters who bat up until number 10 for 147. Furthermore, remember that England have beaten Sri Lanka 12 times on the trot in the T20 version, and in the bilateral series, they beat Sri Lanka 3-0. So restricting them to 147 was a sterling performance. Look at the climb, because in the power play over, Sri Lanka conceded only 37 runs, had two scalps. Midway in the 10 overs, they conceded 68 runs, had four scalps. 15th over, 106 for six wickets. And by the 20th over, they restricted the mighty English to 146 for the loss of nine wickets. So according to experts like Mike Atherton, Nazir Hussain, and even Kumar Sangakkara, they stated that this particular score on given conditions at Palakkale was far below par. Let's first take a look at the English batting. Phil Salt made 62, good strike rate of 155, but was dehydrated and he looked very tired on the field. But he made this wonderful score of 62 in just 42 deliveries with six boundaries and two massive sixes. Will Jack's utility player, 21 runs in 14 balls, and Harry Brook, 14. Let's take a look at the Sri Lankan bowling. All of them bowled very well, barring Dushan Hemantha. Dikshana, 2 for 21. Madhushankar, the left arm seamer, 2 for 25. Will Lalagay, the pick of the bowlers, 3 for 26. And Dushmanta Chamira, 1 for 34. Dushan Hemantha, who replaced Wanindu Hasaranga as the leg spinner, is not up to standards. 3 for 38. The target, 147. Sri Lanka were expected to get to that target, but they folded in 16.4 overs just for 95 runs. Let's take a look at how they climbed. In six overs, they'd already lost the game. That's the power play overs. They had lost five wickets for 34. By the 10th over, 56 for six wickets. And by the 15th over, 86 for eight. England dominated right through the game. And one of the problems that Sri Lanka had is three dismissals because of leading edges. It was a slow track and England got the better of Sri Lanka because they batted very, very poorly, far below standards. Dasun Shanaka, well, looked threatening when he made 30. Kamindo Mendis, awful stroke, out for 13. Villalage, 2, out for 10. But none of the other batters were able to get any sort of decent score and guide Sri Lanka to 147 being the target. So basically, even Andra Chennakoon has made a comment apparently on one of the Facebook's replies or comment. He has said that once Pathum Nisanka is dismissed, the rest of the Sri Lankan batters choke, which means Sri Lanka is too dependent on Pathum Nisanka. I mean, you can't win games depending on a one-man batting army. That's what he indicates. Take a look at the bowling. Excellent figures for Will Jacks, who bowls right arm off spin, and he opened bowling 3 for 22. Dawson, the spinner, 2 for 27, the left armer. Adil Rashid with his leg spin, 2 for 13. Jofra Archer with his seam, 2 for 12, and overturn, 1 for 13. So England win by 51 runs, a comprehensive win. And look at Sri Lanka's run rate. It has dipped down to minus 2.550. let me remind you that the next game that Sri Lanka play is against New Zealand at the R. Premadasa Stadium, and they'll need a big win. They'll need a big win to stay or keep their hopes alive in this competition. Let's go across to Ahmedabad. India will be disappointed. South Africa won the toss. India had them in a hole at one stage, 20 runs for 3 wickets, but that partnership for the fourth wicket between Brevis and David Miller simply turned the game on its head. The pair, the left-hand-right-hand combination, made 94 runs for the fifth wicket. Well, for the fourth wicket, I'm sorry. What a fantastic batsman ship by the two South Africans. David Miller made 63 in just 35 deliveries, 7 boundaries, 3 massive sixes, strike rate of 155. And Brevis looked very dangerous from the get-go. 45, strike rate of 119, 29 deliveries, mind you. The right-hander thumped 3 massive sixes. And South Africa had Stubbs to bat for them at the back end. 44 runs in 24 deliveries, 3 massive sixes. And what the South Africans did was to target the spin attack of India. Varun Chakravarti and Washington Sundar were carted. Varun Chakravarti, we all know, is one of the best spinners in world cricket. He conceded 47 runs in his 4 overs, just took 1 wicket. Bumrah was impressive, of course, 3 for 15, world's best bowler, obviously. Archdeep Singh, 2 for 28. And Pandya, Hardik Pandya, expansive, conceded 45 runs and went wicketless in his 4 overs. Sadly, India, one of the strongest batting lineups in world cricket, target of 188. Many felt they could get to the target because there was so much dew on the Ahmedabad pitch, but they were bowled out for 111. India surprisingly lost 3 wickets in the power play overs, and that too for just 32 runs. Come the 10th over, they lost 2 more wickets, so 55 for 5 and 10 overs midway. By the 15th over, the writing was on the wall because 86 for 8. And before the 20th over, that 16.5 overs bowled out for 111. There was a huge turning point with Kesar Maharaj, who took 3 for 27, took 3 wickets in 1 over. He almost got to a hat-trick. What great bowling it is. Marco Jansen, 4 for 22, and Corby Bosch, 2 for 12. So spinners doing a lot of damage here as far as the Indian batters are concerned. Shivam Dubey, impressive with 42, Hardik Pandya, 18, and of course Surya Kumar Yadav, 2 made 18. But end of the day, South Africa won this game by 76 runs. Now look at the run rate. This is what I want to tell you. Sri Lanka are minus 2.550, India 3.80. Now then, Sri Lanka will play against New Zealand, and that game is a must win. India too have a must win game because they are playing against Zimbabwe, and that's not going to be easy. But of course, they are playing in Chennai, and they'll have to really win this game comprehensively, being the host nation, to keep their hopes alive. Things have turned, isn't it, on its head. Let's stick to cricket. Sri Lanka women have done a sterling job in the Caribbean. They have beaten the West Indies by 10 runs. Remember the first 50-over game they won by 20 runs, remember? And this time by 10 runs, fantastic. Sri Lanka women batting first, 208 bowled out, and one thought, I mean, that's not a good score because we all know what Hayley Matthews can do, their captain. But West Indies, poor show, bowled out for 194. The lassies, the Sri Lankan lassies, are thrilled. They've won the series already, beating West Indies in the first 2 games. Now, India women beat Bangladesh in the finals of the Rising Stars T20 Championship held in Thailand. India women batting first, 134 bowled out, and Bangladesh bowled out for 88. So India win comprehensively by 46 runs. Now, big question, what are the games coming up? Today it's going to be Zimbabwe, the much improved side that beat Sri Lanka, will play West Indies at the Wankhede Stadium. That's coming up at 7 o'clock in the evening. And we also join Shendu Love for one game of rugby yesterday, where Navy beat the Lanka Lions by 30 points to 24. Well, that's it from me, Brian Thomas, your host on www.goforgold. We spin your record for your listening pleasure.